营养师，想控制体重还能不能吃真奶炸鸡啊？营养师，想改变体态，可是好多聚餐该怎么办？营养师，要怎么稳定体重？我不想一直复胖哎。Eat Partner 好伙伴，陪你吃饭的好伙伴。好伙伴的饮食骇客，简单实用，轻松执行，用科学与专业带你避开饮食地雷，突破卡关，破解陷阱迷思。点击资讯栏连结或搜寻 Eat Partner 好伙伴，陪你吃。
Hello, friends. This is Eno.
Hi, this is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师，欢迎收听听故事学英文。
元宵节吃元宵，提着灯笼到处跑，一盏两盏三盏灯，鱼灯龙灯兔子灯。
今天是农历的一月十五号，也就是元宵节。那这一天也是一年之中的第一个月圆之夜哦。
Yes, this is also known as the Lantern Festival.
Really? Why do you call it the Lantern Festival?
It's because you will see many colorful lanterns in different shapes on the streets.
Oh, I see. 那大家在元宵节的时候，除了喜欢提灯笼、吃汤圆之外，还有一个很特别的活动哦。那就是猜灯谜，那这个谜语、谜题，英文我们就叫做 riddles, R-I-D-D-L-E, riddle.
Today we will tell you a story about the Lantern Festival, and you will hear three animal riddles.
今天我们要为大家讲一个元宵节的故事，故事中有三个动物的灯谜。
Boys and girls, let's see if you can solve the animal riddles and find out the answers.
我一样会先用中文为大朋友小朋友导读。节目最后 ,Sandy 彩玉老师会跟 Eno 一起为大家用英文说完整的故事。
Now get your little ears ready and let's get ready for the story, The First Full Moon.
Hello kids, families and friends, this is Sandy, 我是彩玉老师。农历的一月十五号是元宵节，那元宵节也称为小过年，整个农历新年的民俗庆祝活动差不多到这一天算是最后一天就结束了。元宵节如果翻译成英文，可以直接说是元宵 Festival, Festival, F-E-S-T-I,V-A-L, Festival, 这个字是节庆、庆典的意思。那因为这一天大家也有提灯笼、挂灯笼的习惯，所以许多人也称这个节日为 Lantern Festival. Well, today's story is called The First Full Moon. Full Moon 指的是圆圆的月亮。Full,F-U-L-L, full, 这个字有圆满、完整、没有缺角的意思。Full moon, 是一颗圆圆、完整、没有缺角的月亮。那为什么要说这一天是 the first, 第一个 the first full moon? 那是因为元宵节是农历的一月十五号。小朋友啊，你知道吗？月亮每个月都有阴晴圆缺，每个农历的十五号就是月圆的时候哦，所以农历一月的十五号就是一年之中的第一个月圆的日子。今天这个故事是这样开始的。It's the Lantern Festival. 元宵节就要到咯。Spring is coming. 这就代表冬天就快要结束了。Spring is coming. 春天 Spring 春天就快要来咯。 And the New Year's celebration will end. 元宵节一来，代表整个农历新年的庆祝活动也就要结束了。 Celebration C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-I-O-N Celebration 这个字是 庆祝的活动。新年的时候会有各式各样的庆祝活动。Well, when would you feel like you wanna celebrate? 你在什么时候会特别想要 celebrate, 庆祝一番呢？We celebrate birthdays. 生日的时候会庆祝一番。We celebrate weddings. 结婚的时候会庆祝一番。大家都喜欢庆祝，喜欢为一件好事热热闹闹的办活动，让大家都感到开心。And tonight, you will see the first full moon of the year. 今晚你就会见到今年的第一轮圆月哦。这个故事的场景是在一座森林里面，森林里住了好多的小动物。In the forest,The sun is going down. 在这一座森林里面，太阳已经渐渐的要下山了。太阳下山，或是早上太阳升起来，你可以直接这样用英文来表达说 ：The sun is going up. 太阳升起。The sun is going down. 太阳要落下，直接用 up 还有 down。The sun is going up and the sun is going down. 来表达太阳要升起还有落下。那你有没有发现啊，当太阳快要下山的时候，天空会出现好多很漂亮的颜色哦。The sky turns purple and orange. 在傍晚的时候，天空会有晚霞。哇，天空就 turns purple, 出现紫色 and orange, 还有橘色的颜色。Now, I want you to look out your window and look at the sky. 现在请大家看看你窗外的天空。What color do you see? 说说看你看到什么颜色呢？那现在我们回到故事里面。这个小森林里面，太阳渐渐的下山。But it is not dark yet. 可是天空还没有完全的暗下来。But the full moon is already in the sky. 可是啊，圆圆的月亮已经高高挂在空中了哦，已经看得到圆圆的月亮了。那这些森林里的小动物都在做什么呢？ The animals are making lanterns. 动物都在制作灯笼。And having fun with animal riddles. 而且大家都聚在一起猜灯谜哦。这个 riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E, 是谜语。Animal riddle, 就是以动物为主题的谜语。也就是说，你要猜 animal riddle, 你就要听一个谜题，然后猜出正确的动物来。Okay, are you ready, boys and girls? 让我们来进行第一个动物谜语。要仔细听第一题咯。I have fur and a bushy tail. What am I? 小朋友，你猜得出来吗？ I have fur. 我的身上有很多的毛。动物身上的毛就叫做 fur, F-U-R. 那这个人身上也有毛发呀，像是头发或者是腿啊，手上的毛。可是人身上的毛不可以叫做 fur, 而是 hair, H-A-I-R, hair. 好，这个动物说 I have fur and a bushy tail. 我身上有很多毛，还有一个 bushy tail, 毛茸茸的尾巴。那 bushy 这个字是一个形容词，形容长得很浓密，很茂盛。那这个 bushy tail, 这个毛茸茸的尾巴就是那种毛会炸开的超毛的尾巴。你猜得出答案吗？哇，这个森林里的小动物也都想要猜出答案。一只小动物就试着猜猜看说 Oh, you're a bird. 你是一只鸟吧？哎呀 ,no, no, nope. Birds don't have fur. 不不不，我不是鸟。 鸟的身上没有毛啊。没错，鸟的身上没有 fur， 没有短短的那种毛。鸟的身上有羽毛，羽毛称作 feathers， F-E-A-T-H-E-R。 So birds have feathers. Birds don't have fur. 另外一只小动物又试着猜猜看，他说呀，呜呜呜 ，I know a turtle， 我知道了，你是乌龟。哎，等等等等，这些小动物是不是在乱猜呀？Nope, they don't have bushy tails. 乌龟根本就没有毛茸茸的尾巴。不不不，我不是乌龟。小朋友，你能够猜到吗？ Yes, 没错，它是一只 squirrel. A squirrel 是一只松鼠。S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, squirrel.A squirrel has fur and a bushy tail. 那接下来我们要进行第二题的动物猜谜咯，跟着森林里的小动物一起来猜猜看吧。
I like to hop around. I am green and I croak. I catch flies with my long tongue. What am I?
第二只小动物这样说 I like to hop around. 我喜欢到处跳来跳去。I am green. 而且我是绿色的。And I croak. 而且我会发出滴滴的咕咕咕咕的声音。I catch flies with my long tongue. 我还会用长长的舌头来抓苍蝇哦。The animal has a long tongue. 它有一个长长的舌头。And it catches flies. 而且它还会抓苍蝇。这个答案应该很明显了吧，小朋友。整个森林里的小动物玩猜谜玩得超开心。大家就开始猜了呀。Oh, you're a rabbit. 你是兔子吗？
Nope. Rabbits hop, but they are not green. 不不不。兔子会跳，但是兔子不是绿色的。
另外一个小动物也猜说 Oh, I know. 我知道了。You're a kangaroo. 你是袋鼠，袋鼠会跳啊。K-A-N-G-A-R-O-O Kangaroo 就是袋鼠的意思。But wait a minute. No, kangaroos aren't green. 不不不。袋鼠不是绿色的呀。这些小动物是不是太急着要猜答案，都没有好好的把谜题听清楚呢？他们只听到一个会跳来跳去这个提示，就急着想要猜，但是没有仔细听其他的提示。比如说 It's green, It croaks, It has a long tongue, And it catches flies.最后终于有一只小动物举手回答说 Are you a frog? 你该不会是一只青蛙吧？
Of course I am. 没错，我是青蛙，你答对咯。
最后我们要来进行第三题的动物猜谜游戏咯。刚刚前两题都很简单，最后一题稍微比较难咯。大家要仔细听。
I am a key that cannot open a door. What am I?
Hmm, 小朋友，你想想看。That was kind of tricky.
I am a key that cannot open a door. What am I? Key, K-E-Y, 是钥匙。I am a key, 我是一把钥匙 that cannot open a door, 但是却是一把不能开门的 key.
哎，奇怪了，这是什么动物呢？
All the animals are silent for a while.
所有的小动物都陷入沉思， 大家有好一段时间没有发出声音，都在努力地想，因为这个题目比较难，大家猜不出来。终于有一只小动物鼓起勇气说 Well, are you an animal? 你确定你是一个 animal? 你是动物吗？
Why, yes, I am. 没错，我是动物哦。
另一个小动物又说 But you said you're a key. 但是你不是说你是一把 key, 一把钥匙吗？这个负责出题的动物又说呀 I'm a kind of key that cannot open a door. 我是一种没有办法把门打开的什么什么 key。 诶，你想想看，他会不会是在玩谐音或是文字的游戏呢？有一只小动物就回答说 Oh, are you Mickey? 你是米奇吗？Mickey 这个字是用 K-E-Y Key 结尾的 So are you Mickey? Mickey Mouse 米老鼠吗？
Nope, I am not a mouse.
不不不，我不是老鼠。这些小动物就开始想啊，到底有什么动物的名字是什么什么什么 Key? 英文字的结尾是 K-E-Y? 我们知道不是 Mickey M-I-C-K-E-Y?那会是什么呢？ Ooh, you're a donkey. 我知道了，你是一只驴子。Donkey, D-O-N-K-E-Y, donkey, 是驴子对不对？ No, no, try again. 不不不，再猜一次哦。小朋友仔细想，还有什么动物的名字是 K-E-Y 结尾的呢？
Not Mickey?Not donkey.
I know, I know. A monkey. 我知道了，是猴子。Monkey. M-O-N-K-E-Y. That's right. I'm a monkey. 没错，就是猴子。大朋友小朋友，你有猜对吗？到了这个故事的结尾，动物猜完灯谜。Soon.The sky is dark. 那森林里的天色也完全暗了下来。太阳下山了，天上圆圆的月亮变得好像更亮了一些。一只小老鼠看着漂亮的月亮说 Ah, the moon is so round and so bright. 天上的月亮好圆好亮哦。这里我们看到两个形容词Round, R-O-U-N-D, 就是圆圆的。Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, 是亮亮的。The moon is round and bright, 圆圆亮亮的月亮。接着，一只聪明的猫头鹰又说
Ooh, ooh, well, it's the first full moon of the year.今天的月亮会这样漂亮，是因为今天是今年的第一个月圆之夜哦。
到了元宵节，整个气候也逐渐要从寒冷的冬天进入春天，特别是有一些会下雪的地方，天气变化会更明显。那天气一温暖，有些在冬眠的熊就会醒过来。所以在这个森林里面，一只刚睡醒的熊就说
I'm just happy that spring is coming. 我最开心了，因为春天又来了。
Says the bear, just waking up from his long winter sleep. 那这只熊刚从漫长的冬眠中醒过来，它很期待温暖的春天到来呢。The animals are ready for another great year of the ox. 动物们都准备好要迎接新的一年。今年是牛年哦。Year of the Ox. Ox, O-X, Ox, 是牛的意思。所以牛年就叫做 Year of the Ox. 那么狗年呢？ Year of the Dog. 那么虎年呢？ Year of the Tiger. 那今天这则故事就讲解到这边。接下来小朋友们，我们要准备一起来听全英文的故事咯。
You are listening to the story, The First Full Moon. It was written by my mommy and read to you by me and my mommy.
It's the Lantern Festival. Spring is coming, and the New Year celebration will end. Tonight, you will see the first full moon of the year.In the forest, the sun is going down. The sky turns purple and orange. It is not dark yet, but the full moon is already in the sky. The animals are making lanterns and having fun with animal riddles.
I have fur and a bushy tail.What am I?
You're a bird?
Nope. Birds don't have fur.
I know, a turtle.
Nope. They don't have bushy tails.
You're a squirrel.
Yes, I am.
I like to hop around. I'm green and I croak.I catch flies with my long tongue. What am I?
You're a rabbit?
No. Rabbits hop, but they are not green.
Oh, I know. You're a kangaroo.
No. Kangaroos aren't green.
Are you a frog?
Of course I am.
I am a key that cannot open a door. What am I?
All the animals are silent for a while.
Well, are you an animal?
Yes, I am.
You said you're a key.
I am a kind of key that cannot open a door.
Are you Mickey?
No, I am not a mouse.
Oh, you're a donkey.
Nope, try again.
I know. A monkey.
Ah, yes. I am a monkey.
Soon...The sky is dark.
Ah, the moon is so round and so bright,
says the little mouse.
It's the first full moon of the year,
says the smart owl.
Oh, I'm just happy that spring is coming,
says the bear.Just waking up from his long winter sleep.
The animals are ready for another great year of the ox. Happy New Year!
Hello, friends. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。
Happy New Year. This is Eno. I hope you like this story.
希望大家都喜欢今天的元宵节猜灯谜的故事。
We'll see you in the next episode.
祝福大家牛年蒙福，奔向幸福。
I wish you a great year of the ox.
See you next time.
Goodbye.